Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. A Canadian Jewish columnist has called for an exodus from Zionism. Naomi Klein's piece redefined Zionism, portraying it not as a liberation for Jews, but as a justification for oppression, for colonialism, and for violence, all in the name of Jewish safety. So she's a renowned Jewish author. She's a columnist, Naomi Klein. I didn't say clown there deliberately. You should know. She called for an exodus from Zionism. So there's been a lot of this. I spent too much time over the last few days going through the Haggadah, in inverted commas, written by JVP, Jewish Voices for Peace. And it's a bastardization of English that and use of language in such a manipulative and deranged way that I think that by the end of it, I certainly was in danger of losing grip with reality. But it is dangerous because it is very, very manipulative in its style. Joined once again this morning, and these are important conversations, by Professor Bill Kohlbrenner. He's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
No. That exasperation. We can't start like that. You know, people have a whole day ahead. We don't want them to drive into a pole.
I wanted to answer both of your questions at the same time. I think even...
And you did.
Even for the Guardian, this is really a new low. And the reason it's dangerous is because it provides the background support for what is happening in American universities. Let me just read you one quotation from Naomi Klein's piece. Mm-hmm. By the way, she has been discredited as a scholar. She consistently reinvents herself. One of her opening lines in the piece, "The eco-feminist in me was always uneasy about the story of Moses." Well, the Jew in me is very uneasy about this piece.
Eco-feminist?
Yeah, right. I mean, listen, she's trying to ride the wave. She's trying to stay relevant.
Okay.
Today, this false idol justifies, she's talking about Zionism, the bombing of every university in Gaza, the destruction of countless schools, of archives, of printing presses. She's making it sound like John Milton's 17th century revolutionary London. The killing of hundreds of academics, of journalists, of poets. This is what Palestinians call scholasticide.
Now, scholasticide. Write that down. We haven't got a scholasticide. That's a new one. We've been dealing with all sorts of other sides here in South Africa. Scholasticide,
that's right. And the real scholasticide, which is happening right now,
is that
universities in America are being closed down. Mm. And they will no doubt in their conversations be talking about Naomi Klein's piece. And that is the danger of this. When Jews are no longer on campuses, you know, we had this conversation last week about Edward Said, and I went on to write an article about it in the Forward. Mm-hmm. And one of Said's own old cronies and supporters wrote an outraged letter to the Forward saying that I had misrepresented him, because, of course, Edward Said has been on the record as advocating a place for two peoples in one place. Now, there was also yesterday a Hamas representative in Istanbul, who said, "We also believe in peace. We also believe in two states together. Of course, we insist upon the right of return and a million other conditions." But American news outlets are taking this seriously. Hamas, like Said says, you know, if you'll eat it, we'll serve it up to you. And it seems that Americans have an insatiable appetite for the belief that things are okay, for the belief that the demonstrations on campuses across America are not violent, are not anti-Semitic. That's the true scholasticide, Howard. It's just appalling.
It's almost in a way that Americans are so magnificently naive and at their core probably good people that they can't imagine that anybody is that different to them. So if somebody says, even if they Hamas, that yes, we would be prepared to have a two-state solution, then well, obviously it must be true, because why would they lie?
Right. Why would they lie? And this shows, and of course, humanists are so interested in thinking about how a patriarchal culture appropriates everything. Mm. But this is the true appropriation. The assumption is that everybody must have our values. They must have our values. Even then they tell us they want to kill us. No, they can't. They don't really mean that. Mm. Now, on October 7th, we found out They meant it. And whatever they say, they mean it. And the kids on Columbia campuses who are leading the protests, who are saying Jews are Nazis, Zionists are Nazis, and I fight to kill. I mean, it's funny how they're trying to onboard on these, the wave of a kind of 60s protest, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. There's not going to be any song called Ohio or Hamas by a popular band celebrating their so-called resistance. Their so-called resistance is scholasticide. And it's harming American universities. It's harming America.
Isn't it, you know, I was saying earlier, you know, even the Times of Israel refers to these encampments. They don't refer to as occupation. Which they should be doing. Mm. These are occupations. Mm. They're occupying campuses. Mm-hmm. We've allowed the use, until very recently, they were pro-Palestinian demonstrations. They're not. They're anti-Israel. There's nothing pro-Palestinian about them. They're actually anti-Palestinian. Mm. If you support Hamas, you certainly aren't supporting a Palestinian cause. So much of this, I looked at that I was referring to earlier, the Jewish Voice for Peace Haggadah, with your four questions, your 10 plagues of Zionism. Everything is an incredible war of words. And doesn't a lot of it start there, where we need to make sure that we own the language that belongs to us, so that there isn't a rewriting and a weaponizing, to use one of their phrases, a weaponizing of our own culture against us, because that is what's happening. We're now being moved into a position, or creating this narrative is being created that the Naomi Kleins of the world are the good Jews. They understand that Zionism and Judaism aren't linked. We don't get it. You know, we're holding on to this racist ideology. Mm. How do we reclaim this?
I think, Howard, you're so right. And the first thing we have to do, and this is another reason Naomi Klein is dangerous, is because she makes some of us insecure about the language that we use. Mm-hmm. That's really the danger here, is she needles into our Jewish minds, which are always interested in fairness. And she makes some of us, not us, but she makes some of us doubt the use of our own language. We have to re-embrace it. We have to reinstill it with our energy, our shared energy about Zionism. This is not a right-wing cause, a left-wing cause. It is a Jewish cause. So I think first and foremost, Howard, you do it every day. We have to reclaim the language for ourselves.
And that, I believe, where it starts. To me, this is an incredibly, incredibly important theme, and we certainly will continue that. Professor Bill Kohlbrenner, thank you as always. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. Talking about what the exodus from Zionism, according to Naomi Klein, really means.